I am excited to record this podcast currently in Braga, Portugal for the European Women's Lacrosse Championships. And different for today, I wanted to bring on some of my teammates because as great as it is to hear my perspective, I think hearing other perspectives and people that have been playing this game in different countries that have had different international experiences can be useful as well for those that are younger playing the game. So I'm going to start again, Lindsay, just so for you guys listening, so you know my voice and can hear a little bit about them quickly. They're just going to say their names, their ages, and how many tournaments they've played with Spain. Go ahead.
Okay. Hi, my name is Zoe Geidelberg. I'm 31 years old, years young. For major tournaments for Spain, I've been playing since 2018, so I played in, this is my third, so I've played in the Euros in 2019 in Israel, and then 2 years ago we were in Maryland for the World Cup, and now we're in the Euros in Portugal.
Hi, I'm Yo-Yo, and I'm 17, and this is my first time playing for Spain, so yeah.
Hello, I'm Katia, I'm 27. This is my first time playing in a proper tournament, but I was a assistant coach at the World Cup.
Hi, I'm Christina, I'm 17 as well, and this is my first time playing in a major tournament for Spain, like with the senior team, but I played the under 20 Euros in Prague last summer as well.
Hi, my name's Elisa, I'm 17, and I've played in two for the senior team and then one for the under 20 team.
Awesome, thank you guys for that. I will start out with, I think, my biggest lesson that is one that I am continually learning in my life because I am a recovering perfectionist, and that is that it's never going to be perfect, especially in this tournament, being a player and coach. I've messed up already a ton, and sometimes this tournament, especially in the couple of days, I just get really frustrated really easily, and I've had to remind myself that, just like I've been reminding the team, that it's just never going to be perfect, especially in these circumstances where when we got to this tournament, it was the first time we had the entire team here in the first couple of days of training. So having patience with yourself in new experiences, but in general, is always super helpful to be able to get the best outcomes.
I think for me, something that I've learned before and I'm still learning is patience, whether that be on the field with the ball, making the right pass, or whether it be patience to making contact at the right moment, or whether it be as well patience with my teammates, just about how they're dealing with their own emotions or dealing with things going on, like taking everything with patience, that helps me get through the week, through the day. Especially in intense tournaments like this where it's just go, go, go all the time. So just having patience with yourself to make yourself go through it.
My major takeaway so far has been something that Lindsay said, and it's control the controllables. So you can't change what the umpire said or when you're on the pitch or what the other team does. So you have to focus on what you're doing, and that's been a really important lesson for me.
So I feel like there's so many things that like you learn through playing and coaching, but right now in this Euros, I am trying to learn to adapt to a new role or different role, and kind of just, I guess, taking with it whatever that kind of comes, like, and just not putting too much pressure on myself, which is difficult and it's really hard. Adapting expectations as you go, I think, is a good lesson to learn, and just knowing when to criticise yourself and when not to.
I think for me, I mean, similarly to Katia and to probably everyone, I put like a lot of pressure on myself in big moments. So my big thing that I'm trying to work on is just to like enjoy the moment and actually appreciate where we are, because like we're playing for Spain and I feel like I don't really acknowledge that enough sometimes. And with teams like this where there's so much hype and everyone loves each other so much, and obviously this is quite like a once in a lifetime thing, and especially just having like the football Euros, all of this, just kind of enjoying the moment and not worrying so much about, you know, I had a bad game, or not getting too stressed about things and just kind of enjoying our time as a team and enjoying the experience.
Okay, for me, it's kind of what Lindsay was saying, that sometimes you have to just trust and that you're good enough. Like that idea that you've put in the effort beforehand, you've trained beforehand, and that you're good enough to just get on the field and trust what you know. And like sometimes everything doesn't go to plan. But I mean, you just have to work to fix it and make sure that the mistake that you made ends up being good enough. Like you miss a pass, you ride the ball, get it back, that's good enough. You still have the ball. So I just think that focusing on the whole idea of good enough. So yeah, I love
it. Thank you guys so much for coming on with me. I hope all of you out there, you know, listening, watching this, found something valuable that you can implement in your own game or coaching. Until next time, everyone. I hope you all enjoyed listening to different perspectives from my teammates during the Euros. And it was my hope that we would film another session at the very end, but things got chaotic. So I'll be able to only speak for myself and my perspective, but what I had said about understanding really and feeling that things didn't need to go perfectly seemed to have been my theme, just because I, as I mentioned, I really just expect a lot out of myself as a coach, I think more so than a player. And I think even in my own personal life, it's something that I'm still grappling with, not the knowing, because I logically know that things are never going to go perfect. But when I'm in the situation and not taking so long for me to realize that and just sort of allow it to happen, if that makes sense. And I bring that up just because it seemed to be a theme afterwards. And, you know, I had gotten a little bit of a soft tissue injury. My glute, left glute in particular, was hurting pretty badly to the point where it was hurting to walk. So I was taking some inflammatory meds, anti-inflammatory meds, that is. And that seemed to help enough for me to play, which was great. But obviously, after the fact, I wanted to know what was going on there. You know, nothing major at all, but both my physio that was with us during the trip and my PT when I got home just said it was an overuse injury and that my left glute in particular is weak, which I'm a little bit surprised by, as I'm sure you are, because I'm pretty strong. I lift a decent amount. So what's going on there? And what we think probably has happened is that in 2015, I had surgery on my left hip. I tore my labrum and had that repaired. And through the recovery process, what has probably happened in the years since is that on some sort of subconscious level, when I do lower body exercises, I probably am favoring my right side a little bit, again, without knowing. So I'm going to be a lot more intentional about doing a lot of unilateral work, as well as just really feeling into my movements a little bit more. So I was really excited to do that. I'm like, great, I have a goal, let's go get it. And I came home and was just so dead, both, I think, from all of the mental, physical work that I had just done over, you know, the 2 weeks of the trip. And then you add in jet lag, you add in me being in my luteal phase, and of course I am completely drained and dead. But in that moment, I was feeling a little bit of frustration because I want to, you know, get out and get after my goals. But I really had to sit with that and realize, whoa, like, this is not the time to be going after goals. We just went through a lot of things, as I said. So I really had to recalibrate and work with the feelings of not being as active and how that made me feel, and just appreciate or learn to appreciate the downtime that I had before starting my new job, which I am super excited that I can now talk about. And also during the tournament, I was going through interviews with staff and players while I was in Portugal, and that definitely added to some of my excitement. You know, I already was finding that pregame was hard for me to sleep. It felt like Christmas morning, honestly. And this just certainly added on to that in a good way. But I'm so excited for this opportunity. There's a lot for me to figure out with what, you know, I can talk about here. So sort of bear with me on that. Still working through some things. Also, what is realistic for me to be sharing, as far as cadence and how much I'm putting out on social, that's something I'm just going to have to figure out as I go, because each school is different. And each schedule, you know, there's a lot of new things going on. There's even a recruiting shutdown that's happening right now. So there's just a lot of new things to learn since I was last in the college coaching space, as well as getting used to Towson in and of itself. So that is definitely going to be my priority, but I'm going to do everything I can to still show up here, share what I'm learning along the way, share anything that's going to be helpful for athletes, parents, and coaches as well, because that is a primary goal of why I created this. So if anybody does continue to have questions, feel free to reach out. I hope in sharing the experiences of Euros that helped you sort of understand or know that you're not alone if you're feeling like antsy about taking some rest time now in this month of August. You absolutely deserve it. You need it to be able to come back and get to the level you once were to avoid burnout. So definitely take that time to reset, recharge, and enjoy. And until next time, everyone, bye.